Hello, everybody. Welcome to Street Fight Radio. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you to those of you watching on Facebook Live right now. We have been doing this for a few weeks in a row. Find us on Facebook.com/StreetFightWCRS. Like the page, you'll get notified. Usually our Tuesday show. Tonight's a Wednesday. We're switching up the schedule. We're getting ready for that big $2,500 a month mark, because that means more Street Fight Radio for all y'all. I think by the time you hear this, we will have hit it. So coming in February, even more Street Fight Radio. If you can't believe it, the live events are happening. We got a live podcast February 16th at Cafe Kerouac in Columbus, Ohio. It's absolutely free to attend, and we will be accepting canned food donations that we'll take to the food bank as a suggested admission price. After that, we'll go get pizza, play pinball, maybe some Killer Queen. I really want to play some Killer Queen. It's just that it's on the other side of town. We'll deal with that when we get to it. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quimby. We've been doing this now for 6 years. Been talking about how dirty this government is and how bad the Republicans and Democrats are, and this class of people that need to be knocked off their pedestal so that we can retrieve the power, give it back, all power to all people, and create a more egalitarian party-like society where everybody isn't stressed by late-stage capitalism.
When he says party, he means the in the real sense of the word party.
Yeah, the party is like you just chill and don't worry so much about emails anymore.
Yeah, yeah, no, you don't. I mean, don't worry about much of anything. So, how is your first week in the big Trump world, man? How's it going?
Trump warfare is a real thing, and Trump fatigue does set in. I have seen a few articles this week suggesting that part of the master plan is to fatigue us. And there has been a major action every single day now.
Yeah, I'm not tired because I don't make it to every single one. I also, Brett will go to ones and I'll be like, well, that's, I mean, he represents me.
And that's what I was getting to. You rushed it there, but you are correct. We have a partnership deal here. So Sunday afternoon, I went to the airport. I did a sit-in there. We made our presence known and how Columbus feels about the flight ban and that shenanigans. And Monday night, I was working on the live video. Brian was out there in the streets getting tear gas with everybody.
You know, I got to be completely honest, and I've said this. I've already said this online 50 times. I have my wife and kid with me because I badgered them into coming.
How do you badger your wife and kid into going to a protest?
I mean, I just said, if you really feel strongly about this, it's not enough just to go vote. You know what I mean? Just to go vote for the other person. That person lost, and you should probably, if you really want to voice your opinion about this, then you can't do it from home, and you just have to go out. You just have to go out and do it. And
yeah,
it sucks and it's uncomfortable and it's 28 degrees, but like, just go do it. And when you go there, like, my wife ended up crying because it touched her so much, and my daughter was at home like, oh my god, look at all these Snapchat videos of protests, I love it. And it's just like, maybe that changed. That made him feel great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It made me feel good. And that's, I mean, I know that when you say the fatigue sets in, when you're there, it's an incredible feeling. And I mean, everybody, you should go.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the guy that like yells at you, and I'm not like real strict, and I don't think you need to go to every single thing, but like, try to be at one a week. You know, I think that's a lot to ask. A lot of people do not want to leave their house during the week.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, but now politics is a part of life. And you know, you can scroll your phone when you're in those marching
lines.
You can be checking on your Twitter and all that.
Everybody else is. Everybody yeah. else is checking their Twitter there. That's a lot of protests is people looking down and being like, I got to let everybody on Twitter and Facebook know I'm here at this protest, which is very necessary, because if people you know that you're there, they're more apt to be like, oh, I'll go down there, I know that dude.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, they're decent. That's a good person that's in there. That's really weird. Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it gets rid of all, it makes it more known. And that is what it is right now. I guess we can shore up some of this because there was a little bit of some light teasing on Twitter that we were doing some left punching at the people that were talking shit about the DSA online.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't know how it came out, but I do know that most of my ideas are half baked and only quarter delivered. So I do have to say, if you have problems with the DSA, that's completely understandable. And I would probably listen to them and agree with them if they weren't the ravings of a madman in a Park Slope mansion or a Playboy bunny heiress.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're not that, I mean, I'm fine with it. And I really do like seeing so many groups out there. For me, the DSA is like two blocks away from my house. That's like the secret of why it works with me, is that I can just jog down the road. I mean, I'll be walking there when it's warm enough. And, you know, it's a small pack of people, and I know that there's a lot going on, but we need to start small. We need to have our own little orders. You know, we need to have our own little organizations together. You know, people sitting there and pontificating about how everything should be done and the right and wrong way to do this. Like, why don't you go out there and try to get 30 people to agree on one thing first and see how what that's like. Yeah. You know, that's it's not as easy as being the dictator that tells everyone how to revolt, you know?
Yeah, I felt so bad when I you know how I take like everything.
Oh yeah, spirals,
and I was just spiraling out of control. I was like, I would never want. That's the last thing I want to be accused of. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I know.
We just talk about it all the time.
I know. You never punch. I never punch left. If I do, I lightly tease people.
Well, and I was going more at personality types, I guess. There just seems to be a lot of folks now that are trying to shut down any reason to organize because it's not this or it's not that, or they have a misconception about things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I don't like. And this is the same with these articles that keep saying, like, guys, he's just trying to wear us out.
It's a psyop, dude.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's going to be rolling protests. Get a buddy. And if they can, because that's what, because here, you want to know what's also going on? I'm at the airport. I'm doing a sit-in. First of all, fucking beautiful. I mean, for me, as a child, I looked at that civil rights stuff in the history books, and I, like, believed it as, like, the way, like, the right thing to do. I knew justice. And so now to know that I was taking a part in that stuff is just amazing. That's exactly where I wanted to be, fulfilled, you know, some sort of need for me. But it also, Brian is like, hey, man, are you about to take that shit over? Like, I'm on the outskirts of town. Just let me know if you guys need more people. And when the protest was happening the night before, I kept saying to Brian, are they storming the state house? Are they storming the state house? Like, let me know. Like, I'll come with a gang. I'll go round up all of our people and come if y'all are about to do this, but I can't be there every time.
No.
You know?
No, I don't think anybody expects that. You just, when you go, you should take people and, like, try to make it a community, try to make it a place, because we're not going to agree on everything. There was a woman at the protest that I was at thanking the police. And I'm like, we don't thank the police. You don't have to say fuck the police to their face, but don't thank them.
Sure. I mean, we're all peacefully gathering here, and they showed up to start swinging weapons around.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And, you know, they were exercising their power. They had even said during a city council meeting that they were keeping track of how many people were going to be there based upon Facebook event likes. They have, like, cyber dork cops that are just on Facebook tracking what people are doing.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, so, my God, do you think they're like, I could do that job.
So really, when they get to a critical point, that's when they're like, all right, we got to start macing people. Yeah. Like, we can't let them, what were people doing? Standing in the streets, I think, was the reason they maced people.
Blocking they would never say standing in the streets, because people would be like, you can't mace somebody for standing in the streets. I mean, you can't pull them off the street. Like, you can't physically pull them off the street, but they don't want to do that because then the crowd gets a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, no way. They drove a car down the middle of the street is what I saw. Like, to break up the crowd, they just had a whole line of like seven or eight police SUVs slowly creep through the crowd.
Yeah, but I've talked to like three people this week that were pepper sprayed at that thing, and that you know, we talk about it in a live show about the woman getting hit with a flashbang. That radicalizes you real quick. Like it that does. Teaches you a. That teaches. I mean, when the police pepper spray you, it pisses you off. I think one of my memories as a teenager, and like, you know, I guess I do talk about a lot of things, but it's usually the same stuff. But one of the things that always sticks in my mind was I went to see the Deftones at the Newport Music Hall, and they were in the alley out back loading their truck and like signing stuff for people. Okay. And so, of course, I needed to get Chino's signature. That's very important. I mean, that guy was like, Chino Moreno was like Jesus Christ to me.
Well, then, yeah, and then you could take that anywhere and show that you met him before. Yes. You can have proof now.
That's true, yeah. And so the cops kept saying, stop blocking the alley, stop blocking the alley, and people were just blocking the alley. But this alley is on campus, and it's an alley, okay? Like, people are going to gather in the alley sometime, at least in my dream world.
Well, and the alleys are like a half of a block wide. It is like really small wide. So all you do is you go, oh shit, the alley's blocked. Back it up and go down to the next alley.
Yeah. And so they pepper sprayed us. They pepper sprayed the crowd. They pepper and it pissed me off. So bad, because it's just like, why would you unleash, like, you're a dick for like that. I've said on this show, I hate people that let off stink bombs, and I'm sorry to all of our stink bomb listeners, but like I can't fucking stand being in a place where a stink bomb goes off. And pepper spray is a step above stink bomb. Like, it's a step worse than stink bomb.
Yeah, I talked to somebody also kind of a square dude that was said, I got pepper sprayed at a party on campus. I mean, they'll pepper spray those students any day of the week.
Oh, they love pepper spraying the students. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll go out there and shoot some knee knockers at kids if they start standing out in the middle of the street with tall boys and shit.
15 white dudes getting pepper sprayed, just nobody cares. You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, the parents seem to agree with it from based upon most of the comments that I see.
I see
what they little ungrateful asses.
We've all agreed as a society that we should be allowed to mace college students.
Yeah, sometimes. Sorry, guys. You're just of the age. You bounce back quicker from stuff. You can run. Yeah, you're going to get maced and possibly die drunk driving when you're in your early 20s.
Yeah
I mean, that's the agreement.
I got maced only twice in my life, but it sucked. But I think, like, I talked to a guy I was driving today at for Lyft. I was driving this dude to campus, and he was like, yeah, I was at the protest the other night, and I tipped my Lyft driver $10 because we got in his car and he started coughing because we had pepper spray all over us. And I'm like, this dude's radical now. They just changed his opinion on the police, you know, just like that. That's what they do. And like, this is normal people that are going out into the streets now. And when normal people get maced,
it's like telling them you can't fix their Apple battery today at the Genius Bar.
No, you will not mace me. Why do I have Apple Care? Why do I have police care? If you're just going to use the weapons on me. You're exactly right about that. Like, they
can't
not,
believe it.
They don't expect one of those bullets to rip through them. They don't expect to get any of that stuff. Like, the rubber bullets, they're like, oh, like, you'll have conversation with people that say, oh, I'll bet those things hurt knowing that they'll never come in contact with a fucking rubber bullet because they will never do anything.
Yeah. Or there's also those people on the line that are maybe sympathetic that, you know, the world's so bad, but it's not that bad. Brett and Brian, you guys paint this picture that's just so negative all
nobody
the time.
Nobody says, nobody accuses that. Of us of get, that anymore in Trump's world.
I know. We were the harbingers of guidance. We were trying to tell everybody what was about to happen. You're about to you're about to crash.
People call us like real positive, upbeat dudes now. You notice that? They're
that's
like,
true.
Because we're still talking about the same stuff we was talking about before.
Yeah, I mean, there's promise in those streets.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is. I saw Angela Davis quote today that said the protests in the streets are just a practice for the revolution. And that is like, it's a place where you got to get comfortable with really loud sounds, with a little bit of running maybe, and seeing people that you don't normally see. I think so far, what I like more than anything is being around folks that I never would see otherwise. Like, I'm forced to be in front of a lot of different people now, and me it's too. Fine. I mean, I'll get over myself. Maybe I don't know about how, you know, maybe I'm not as cool as I think I am, you know, and other people are living their lives. And the great thing about it is I think when you go out to this protest, you realize how many I don't ever see any of these fucking people. We never are in each other's shit like that, you know?
I mean, nobody that wants to fight with me.
That's true. Well, that's the other guy. That's the other thing is these protests really break down the Trump people, man. They're just sitting in a Carl's Jr. parking lot with a Dodge Ram truck posting away on Facebook, running some Patriot Society.
Eating patriotsociety.biz, eating like a Sonic burger and drinking a Route 44 iced tea.
And just screaming.
Yeah,
screaming.
Furious. I can't stand. Amiri King is a guy who's not handling any of this well. And he won.
He can't find his footing. I think he was trying. He might have been just trying to razz people, but now he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, he won. The guy won,
and
but
it seems like the worst.
Him.
Yeah, it seems like the worst thing that happened to Amiri King was that Trump won. Because now he doesn't know what to say. He feels like his country's falling apart, right?
Yeah. Well, he got what he wanted, and the country's in a crisis, according to him. And I agree with him. But I'll read the post. I'll read the post that he we can do that.
Okay. Can I say one thing?
Yeah, dude. Go
for
it.
I mean, seriously, though, he is so unliked by almost everybody, and the way that these Trumpanzees think that he should have a mandate to do whatever the fuck.
Don't say Trumpanzee on my show.
I love that.
Please don't. Why do they always go back to monkeys?
I don't know. Because we are monkeys.
Okay.
We're shaved apes.
Oh, jeez. Trumpanzee.
It's orange, too. That. He's orange, too.
He's Cheeto-headed dick. He's got a Cheeto dick or something like that.
But the thing is, it is crazy because they really just think this guy should be he won. Now you have to all fall in line. They really are like, no, you can't protest. God damn it. No, you're not allowed to do that.
He won because he won. We can't. Y'all are just throwing a tantrum. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's ruining your fucking day.
That's what we want. They didn't realize who they were fucking with. They poked too hard back. I mean, they thought that they were just going to that was the big disappointment of the inauguration, was all those fuckers thought they were going to get the royal treatment, and like, shit's going to be really fucking bad for them.
There was just this festering left for 8 years. These people that just stuck around and were just disgusted with everybody in the world, and then the whole world rolled right into our world. You know what I mean? Now we've gotten to a point where they're like, oh shit, like,
well, if he's the president, can we get rid of the fucking president? I'm like, yeah, we've been talking about that for a while now.
And I welcome them back with open arms. Now, I've seen a lot of people that have been annoyed with the liberals, and it's just, they're fine. They're just cornballs, dude.
Yeah.
Any cornballs in your family? I know some of you are from New York, and there's no cornballs, I guess, in New York, but the whole rest of the country is basically filled with cornballs.
Yeah, really. And people that, if you put them on the spot, they have to say a message. It's just going to be love Trump's hate. Like, they just can't help it. They're not creative types. Like you said, they haven't been through enough writing workshops in L.A.
They aren't as mad as you either. Technically not as mad as you. They were like, man, I heard that there's a police state being built up right now. We got to do something about that.
Right.
Meanwhile, we've been saying, like, they're building a police state out here.
Yeah. Well, and then all the information is there when you're like, well, I mean, you know, they can actually make people work for no money, and that there are companies like Victoria's Secret, like Whole Foods goat cheese provider that do use that shit, man.
And yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's fine. There's a process, and they're way closer than like the person that has a fucking MAGA hat on.
Yeah, yeah. And we're getting to it, man. We're
sorry,
on Facebook
let's hear. I'm sorry, Amiri King. Let's hear.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live right now, so this is the perfect place to talk shit about Amiri King.
This is his home.
Yeah, he was pretty fired up, I guess. And sometimes when you're a comedian, now I've never felt this. There's never been a time in my life where I'm like, oh, I don't think I can be funny. Because the core of my sense of humor is that everything's fucked up and it sucks.
And that tragedy breeds comedy.
Yeah.
Better to laugh at the tragedy than...
Yeah, so this... I don't think... the one thing that could happen is my life could get measurably better. And then I'd be like, I'm not as miserable as I was. But Brett will figure out a way to get miserable.
I think you'll always be miserable.
I do, too. It's just in my bones, really. Yeah. So Amiri King had to say... It has in quotes. This post starts in quotes. Amiri, you suck. Go back to being funny again. Which rules.
Wow, yeah. I mean, honest.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, let me just sit back and crack jokes while our country is in crisis. He won.
This is what he wanted.
Won. This is what he wanted. He goes, while our vets get shitted on.
I mean, they just got... I have not seen evidence of this. I have heard from every military person that they're getting shitted on, but I don't know how.
I mean, I haven't necessarily heard of very, very many unhappy military people. I know veterans are having a tough... Some veterans that came back that spent a lot of time over there are having a tough time readjusting and things like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess my fake news people, though, always seem to make it that Obama was out there, you know... cutting people's paychecks and up in front of them and shit.
You're true. That's exactly true. He was always like, we ain't giving you a raise. Listen,
you're all fired, troops.
All you people do is kill people, man. You're bad.
Yeah, he talked down to them, treated them like shit.
Made him wear a purse.
Made him wear heels and a purse and pearls. He made a Powder Puff League. Instead, he got rid of the official Army and Navy team and turned it into a Powder Puff game.
Yeah, and now what they can do is the new president's steak dinner every single night.
Whenever you want.
Troops get a steak dinner every single night, no matter where they are. He's treating them right, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're finally, they've got the funding for their Thrones for Troops program. Where every troop will have one delivered to their house.
They're just going to give the troops the vehicles that they drive in war.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you can just take that tank home with you, buddy. Hey, you earned it. Personalize it, baby.
Oprah's going to hand them out. You get a Humvee. You get an ATV.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I don't... don't worry, troops. You're getting there. You're getting a lot of luck. This you voted for this Trump, and you're going to get him. You know, he's going to... do a lot for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not I don't think they're doing enough, and because it seems like, I mean, they treat everybody like shit, though. I mean, that's just the government. It's so weird because like they always feel like they're being shit on, but it's like the government is shitting on everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody hates the government,
right? But then now we're all fighting about keeping it together and shit.
Well, but now here's the thing. Right. They hated the government for 8 years. OK.
Right.
And now's their chance to love the government.
Sure.
And we're ruining it for them.
OK. OK. This is supposed to be fun for them.
Yeah.
They thought that all of a sudden Duck Dynasty was going to be on NBC and that The Bachelor would be off TV. It would. And the Duggars were going to get like a Christmas special this year.
Yeah. I mean, they really thought that like now Trump's going to just. He's going to manhandle these hippies out there in these goddamn streets. And it's like, oh, they're gathering in record numbers.
Right.
They're making demands this time.
Yeah, Trump's going to scoop them all up and give them haircuts and a clean shirt and a suit and make them fill out resumes and get a STEM job.
No more whining, baby.
Yeah.
Trump is fixing. Trump's going to whoop these millennials into shape.
Fall in line, crust punk. There ain't no free ride in America anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they thought, and it's not. No, it turns out we're all still like we are the only people that go out ever, right?
Sure.
In the night, like the Trump people. The reason we didn't know he was going to win because none of them leave their house.
The majority of his people, the not upper crusters are just driving to work and back and forth.
Yeah, that's it. So we just didn't even know that they were a thing. Now we're like, man, now we got to fight these people. And now they have all the levers of power. This nation is so great.
And it is, I mean, we are at the moment in the age of communication. There are so many small groups. Like I said, on Sunday, there was people shaking hands from like 100 different socialist groups are in town. There was like a fucking Antifa group from the middle of fucking corn country.
That's
I don't know where they were, like fucking overalls and shit.
They're probably really beating up racists.
Right. It was such a cross section of people. And I think like we can, you know, we don't have to all be in the same shit together. Like, but we can stand side by side. Solidarity is what's going to take them down. Like that's where they screwed up, is that we galvanize ourselves. If something happens to one person, it's not just, this is what it was with this whole flight ban. The Muslim community got affected. Real people's lives got touched. That split off a whole chain reaction of networks lighting up to shut this shit down. And like, yeah. It's just going to, the more real they make these fucking rulings, the more real it's going to get for them having their clothes ripped off when they make public appearances.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the preferred thing. The nonviolent, I think it abides by the NAP if you just rip their clothes off of them.
I think that's wrong. I think the NAP is against that. I'll consult with an NAP specialist and we'll find out. But I think you might need to go take an NAP and think on that, okay?
I watch that video all the time of that billionaire guy in France that got all of his suit ripped off of him and he had to climb over a fence and he was shirtless in his slacks.
Yeah,
because the people were literally just like their outstretched hands just like raking at his flesh to fucking just get a piece, an actual piece of him.
That is beautiful, man. That happens a lot. Like sometimes in India, they'll like kill one of the foremen at the place and just I've heard of that happening, I guess, once maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah, that makes a point.
I love that.
Okay, but that's not Amiri King's world.
So Amiri, though, the next thing about the vets is that he's like, while our democratic process gets mocked.
How?
He can't have a good time because right now we're making fun of the democratic process. Brett. Oh,
they don't like it. He doesn't like it that we think America sucks.
Yeah.
You can't say that. We voted Make America Great Again. You can't say America sucks anymore.
Yeah. So they don't want us to say that America sucks, and they don't want us to be like the Constitution is toilet paper trash.
Yeah. Don't spell it A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-A. Don't fucking spell it like that anymore.
No, don't take my hat and make it say make racists afraid again. It's not fair. Stop. Those are my hat.
Stop.
Stop making fun.
I didn't have computers when I was a kid. I couldn't learn Photoshop.
I you know, somebody actually told me on Twitter too that Amiri King won in his hometown, won Twitter Personality of the Year, and then the newspaper took it back because people were so mad about it.
Wow. Wow. That's unfair.
Who cares? Who cares about this guy? He's popular enough. He doesn't need any accolades, okay? He's batting way above his average already.
I understand now. He's like, why? It's not fair that people have a voice these days. When I was growing up, you had to be quiet. You just listen to somebody like me talk to you.
You make him look like a geek. Like we make him look like such a dork.
Well,
you
especially
know? And that's the problem with online is like, you can make a comedian, you can like strip every bit of cool from them, you know?
Yeah, you in the best way, keep going with that meme.
Oh, in the meme, yeah. So the next thing that he had to say, that he had to say. Oh my God, what just, oh wait, never mind. I'm using Edge. I opened up Google Chrome because I'm used to using Google Chrome.
Okay.
But now I'm an edgelord, a Microsoft edgelord, because it seems to work better with my computer. He says, while our cities get burned to the ground, while people spit on our first responders and throw bottles at cops, none of that's happening. Like, nobody is spitting on an EMT.
Nope. Never seen it.
Nobody spits on firefighter. When they say first responder, they mean guy with a gun.
Yeah. They mean the guy that starts swinging a club or shooting people as like the thing that he does.
First responders. Everybody loves the fire department. They think it rules, man. I love the fire department. It's something I would definitely have in like a post-revolutionary world. I'd like to have a fire department. I like the post office. There's a few things, man, that I'm like, yeah,
I love them.
We can figure, like, maybe we use that framework or something. They build it up for us. We'll use it.
All you have to do is just change the rules on the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still do the same shit. That's what I keep wondering in the middle of these protests is like, I mean, these people got to be ready. You can't give up. Like, you have to find a place to be a part of an alternative economy in some way. Like, I feel like we're getting to that point, not to be too disaster about it, but we can reorganize this shit easily. Yeah. It's all there.
Yeah.
They keep tearing down perfectly good fucking buildings and using all that money, clogging up all the money doing that shit.
Yeah, we could just take some of those old buildings and be like, hey, you ain't allowed to knock this one down. We're keeping it. This is ours now. This is our building, dude. But Amiri then quoted Dante and in the end and said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a period of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
Oh, wow. That's so deep. He had to come out and not... Can't do comedy anymore, guys. Sorry, man. I just got to yell. I got to yell at these fucking whining crybabies.
Throwing a goddamn fit because they didn't win the election. Hey, the rules are the rules. Yes, he didn't get as many votes. The rules are the rules, man. You think California should just be able to make decisions for the whole rest of the country? Do you think... Yeah, I think the population centers should be the ones that make their own decisions, you know? We know a little bit more about what it's like to be in a place where there's other people. Your fucking laws mess our lives up.
Yeah.
And don't touch you at all.
Yeah, I mean, they are... the ones that force their agenda on everybody else. Tell people that they have to live. You can live in America. You have the right to protest, but you shouldn't ever fucking use it. And you have to be a Christian and wave a fucking flag. And if you don't, they're going to punish you for that. If they're not straight.
They couldn't get people together to go out and protest Barack Obama.
Oh, I know.
Because nobody felt strong.
They didn't have a real reason to be out there.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of fake fantasies they could laugh about at the house, but they never had any reason to go out there. That is as dire as this shit.
Yeah, no, we're fighting. Like that's the other thing they don't understand. They say tantrum, but we're actually fighting, and they're terrified that we're fighting. We're out there like being like, no, we're here. Like
we're going to challenge.
Going to keep being it. We're going to keep being here. A bunch of us are going to keep showing up at places and blocking traffic and making a general mess of the place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think I don't know how, I don't remember when he said it. I don't know what you have planned for this part, but when he mentioned that Donald Trump is like...
I'm getting to that right
okay,
now.
Okay.
Another Amiri post that blew me away yesterday. And it's something that I'd forgotten. We've only had a Republican president for like 11 days or whatever, 12 days. They've been some of the most miserable days of my life. Like, just politics-wise, just completely miserable. Yeah. I don't... Like, I'm starting to be like, am I just miserable because it's winter or because... Like I live in a place that's going through like a really miserable time in history.
Dude, I sat in the middle of a fucking group of like Muslim people and Mexican people sharing their stories about how all the fucked up shit that's been come upon them through this bans and all these walls, all of this wall talk. And I'm just fucking floored by it. Like, it's just like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
In a real way. But I don't know. It's
you got to do something about it. Yeah, is yeah. The point. So we're out there fighting. Amiri posted yesterday a meme with a picture of Donald Trump adjusting his cufflinks on his shirt. He looks a little or like they're doing a more hunky version of Trump. Not hunky necessarily, but you know
the big shot,
a president,
a big shot,
presidential.
Trump. Okay,
he's presidential is the picture.
Okay,
and it says maybe the real problem at hand is that Donald Trump is having to be, quote, the mean parent to a country that has been orphaned for way too long.
Oh, really?
So.
I remember they didn't want to eat them Obama's vegetables.
No.
They complained the whole time. I don't know. They were trying to do all kinds of shit to help people out, to help out all the orphans. And those people didn't want to hear it.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Orphans, you're supposed to be really mean to. That's the point of
this. I get it.
That's the point of this.
Them orphans, they're hard scrabble. You can't do none of this hoity-toity bullshit. You got to treat them like a pit bull.
You raise them orphans like a pit bull and they go out there and they contribute to society.
They're hungry sharks and killers. They have constitution in them and they don't waver.
Comments, actually, now that we've read that, I want to read this other comment. We'll hit the other part of the psyche of this stupid thing. But there was another comment that came up later on that same article that I really want to I want to read because it fucking cracked me up, man. Not orphaned, at least those kids. Okay, this guy is explaining like the country wasn't orphaned.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
He's like, not orphaned. At least those kids have some common sense and are somewhat self-reliant.
Okay. What is he? Has he looked into purchasing one before? I just imagine him there with like a metal hook inside of some poor kid's mouth taking a look at his fucking gums.
Yes. This is what a person is like sitting in their house. Like, no, the orphan is too good because orphans all have common sense and are very self-reliant.
They make the best of their situation. They also really react to a clicker.
they come from good stock.
What the fuck?
That's the mindset. That is the mindset that we're dealing with out there. Is number one, they think the way to make orphans better is to be mean to them, as mean as possible, and they'll get common sense and self-reliance. The other thing is, man, I know that the liberals have been, you know, making Obama and Hillary Clinton into Harry Potters and stuff like that the whole time. You know, that's what they do. That's their infantile thing, you know, that they do. And it's fun to make fun of because it's stupid, you know? Putting that Yates woman in the Avengers.
Right.
So Barack Obama shows up like Nick Fury and is like, you did what you were. And it was just like really geeky. But conservatives, on the other hand, just think the government is their dad.
That is true.
That's weird. I'm having a really hard time adjusting back to that.
That's what he said. Yeah, because that's what he says in that meme is that Trump has to be the mean parent. So Trump has to be a parent no matter what. Sometimes he's the good guy, sissy, like Barack Obama, who has floodwater jeans and rides a girl's bike. But now, mean dad's in town, and he's going to straighten everybody up.
Because
that's what you need, is a good smack on the ass.
And they can't figure out why everybody hates mean dad. Well, I like to take it right in the teeth, usually. I like to, I mean, that's how I handle everything. I lean in with my face real big and let them just keep pummeling me as much as they can.
You know, my father never hugged me, never kissed me, never gave me an affection. You know how I knew he loved me? Because he put his hands on me to straighten me out.
What do you do for a living? Oh, my God. My father loved me.
Oh, yeah. He beat me with a pipe, but because he loved me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they really do just want to be told what to do. And this, it was like the Ron Paul. He had that dad appeal.
He had... Yes, a dad. I guess kind of like a doctor, a sage man vibe.
And he would start yelling. He would, and like that's what people like too, is like that intimidating guy that will just yell his thoughts at you.
Right.
They really get into that. They really, that really gets them off. Like they love that. Like they would take that over anybody else. And that's what, I mean, Amira King's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. I thought I'd do a little bit of meme news.
Oh, really?
This week. I saw a lot meme of good news. Memes. A lot of good memes this week. And I think you can get into the minds of people by looking at the memes they share. I think that's a core principle of Street Fight is like, hey, what are the normies talk? Like, what are the normal people? Like the ones that are definitely not on the internet. Even the abnormal that aren't on the internet, on Twitter.
People that only have a Facebook.
That only have a Facebook and really only talk in the comments of like news stories and shit.
Maybe one of them joint accounts.
Yeah.
Chris and Joanne, you know.
Oh, yeah. And not because anybody cheated, just because that's the right thing to do. Because
they don't want it that bad, but they can't help themselves.
Yeah. So Occupy Democrats is one that I follow. And
that's old school.
Oh, my God. But it's a good one to follow. Because, I mean, that word Occupy, we still use it all the time. So I follow Occupy Democrats to get the dumbest liberal memes. Because there's dumb liberal memes and there's dumb conservatives. And you got to find the ones that are terrible. And
they're really like manila, like pasty ones that are just make up like the middle ground where people feel safe enough to share them. Not too extreme.
So this is one that was shared by like four people on my page and Occupy Democrats. Okay. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to give you a good idea of what it says. Take my $1.37. I want my PBS. Take my 46 cents. I'm all for federal funding of art programs. Take my 46 cents. I love my museums, colleges, and libraries. By the way, you're already looking at like where their priorities are.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pay $1.37 for PBS, and then I'll pay 46 cents for my museums, colleges, and libraries.
I mean, I don't think I can get out and enjoy them, but I want other people to have them. I'll just watch a Ken Burns documentary about it.
Yeah. PBS is like all the culture. He's like, it's boiled down. That's like pretty much PBS is the museum channel.
This is what's happening in America.
Yeah.
It's our public broadcasting system.
I guess now we have to go through all of them. Take my 11 cents. I support developing minority businesses.
Okay.
That's again,
it's 11, not very much. Yeah.
Take my 66 cents. I am for entrepreneurship and innovation. I don't even know like that the government's doing that, are they?
How about all the companies that they want to give this money to? How about they pay their taxes?
That's true. That is. Hey,
like tech companies could pay taxes. That like if Apple just paid taxes, I think that would help.
Well, why don't you take my 43 cents? Because I'd like to see more American manufacturing. I don't even know how that works. Like, how are they making American manufacturing with that 46 cents? What is that even?
Yeah, there's probably tariffs or some sort of program that rewards them for having a business here.
Oh, God. Take my.
Can't we just buy it from the place? How about we get rid of all the fucking managers and have people sell the goddamn boots, make the boots themselves and ship them out and get rid of the fucking overhead?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that idea. Yeah. No, I'd rather the government just spend 46 cents trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Take my 88 cents. By the way, 88, Heil Hitler. You know what I mean? And listen to it. I think community policing needs vast improvements.
Yeah.
Hitler. Policing. That's a little strange thing the libs were doing. That's all I'm saying.
That was weird. 88 cents? They're spending that on that?
On community policing. They want to improve policing with 88 cents.
Okay.
Take my $1.48. I support programs for women. That's the most expensive thing so far. I do support programs for women too. Like, I'm not against programs for women. Take my $1.55. I believe in due process for all. This is so nebulous. Like, it's so like, I mean, what is this even? Who is, how is this convincing anybody? You know, what does this mean? I can't
They're misers, dude. These are the people that are like, oh, well, when you smoke that cigarette, you've taken 7 minutes off your life. And each minute of life costs me 0.001% on my tax premiums each year. My health insurance premiums. Sorry.
You want to hear a good one, Brett?
They're like counting your calories for you.
That's true. You want to hear another good one? Take my 3 cents. I know more work needs to be done for climate change.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a little bit more than that.
Yeah, we're going to probably need more than 3 cents.
So what is this per month, or is this they're like breaking this down on based upon the federal budget?
Well, here you go. If saving these programs means I'm out $22.36 a year, I'm good. Now give me back the $575 I pay to keep the war machine running. Love it. I do like that.
Perfect.
And the $368 I pay in corporate welfare to Big Oil and Walmart. So that, I mean, it is a good meme. It's just like by the time you get to the end of the meme, you're already tired of it. You've already made fun of everything before you get to it.
No, I don't know. I think that you got to speak to cheapskates, man. There are people that are penny pinchers. There's like your grandiose people. And then there's folks that are like, we could be saving money on our health care if we were saving.
Well, that's a new thing that came out, that if we build the wall, it's going to cost about $120 a person.
Got it. Okay.
And I'm seeing a lot of conservatives be like, where do I sign up?
I'll send in a check in for old long hair over there too. Let me get his.
Yeah, yeah. So they're excited to pay those taxes. That do you realize this was $22 a year for the programs we were talking about on this lib one? And they're just like, take $120 from me, man. I don't mind. It's well worth it.
I'll take six times the usual taxing.
Gonna have a huge wall. We're gonna have an enormous wall, though. It's something. It's worth it.
They're $22 a month or a year, or there's no way it's. They take too much goddamn taxes from us for to them only need $22 from me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel like it's true, by the way. Nobody's believing.
Okay. Too far. Now I'm like, what are they doing this? I'm so confused on why you would even make that do the endeavor. Because people do like numbers, and there are like a lot of computer brains around, you know? Well,
okay, so I want to get to this next one that is an overriding news story. Meme news, guys. And this might be the most important meme news story of the week, and that's, hey, Starbucks, instead of hiring 10,000 refugees, why don't you hire 10,000 veterans? Or some variation on the topic. Black Rifle Coffee Company actually said they vow to hire 10,000 veterans.
Wow. Wow, impressive.
I would think that there are major companies that don't have 10,000 employees.
10,000 is is hard to get to. And this coffee company, I'm wondering if they really have that many. I mean, you're talking, you need like a whole United States distribution center to have 10,000 people.
More than that, probably too. 10,000 people, might have to own stores.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, but it's a cool marketing gimmick, right? Like, no. If it means that you'll give us a bunch of money and buy all of our stuff, we'll hire 10. We're planning to hire 10,000 veterans, too.
Yeah, we will. Totally. None of them will work with us, I'm sure, after they hear the show. But is this one? Am I thinking of this incorrectly? When it says refugees, is it like a horrible picture?
No, this one is just a picture of Starbucks, but there is a picture of refugees that are ISIS.
Yes,
that's from the Black Rifle Coffee Company.
That's theirs?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
That is their company posted that.
Yeah, their company said 10,000 refugees, and it shows a bunch of like ISIS fighters with AK-47 lining up a shot with a Starbucks cup right next to their barrels.
That's fly, though. Good advertising for Starbucks.
They're good with, you know, marketing can't have any political affiliation.
It shouldn't. I think a good marketing, I think that
people that just scream at ISIS in the middle of the night when they're super drunk in the suburbs, Like, those people have to be marketed to.
That's true. And this company's doing it. It's doing what's right, man. Or what's right is getting money out of these people's hands to reduce their power.
Getting them coffee, you mean?
Yeah,
providing them with coffee.
Yeah, provide them. And somebody said that it's probably cheap. It's probably Starbucks coffee repack. Because you've told me this. Brett has told me how this works with like Aldi and shit. Is a lot of these generics are the same thing in a different box.
Private labeling is what it's called.
Yeah.
So there's distributors for most of the products that you buy. And if I made up a really cool bag that says Tree Fight on it, I could find somebody that's brewing coffee for some that, you know, they brew enough for Dunkin' Donuts and then they're like, fuck, we got like a few ton left. I mean, we can't just throw it away. We can throw it in like, yeah, an Aldi bag or this Street Fight Radio bag or this Bulletproof coffee bag.
Yeah.
They're going to come after you now, though, dude. You're going to wake up with a fucking SEAL team out front. Sir, we brew our own, roast our own coffee. You're going to be the next like Instagram vid for them.
I don't think they, well, I mean, they do have 10,000 employees.
That's true.
I'm sure they're on in the job market to hire 10,000 people. So
that's
maybe
true.
they're building
they're
a Black Rifle
it.
Army. They're like building their own mercenary army, but for coffee.
Yeah. So, I can't imagine they have that many people.
Well, here's the thing. They employ 40 people. So they're, I mean,
they would bankrupt the company if they hired 10,000 veterans, you're saying?
I think it would bankrupt the company if they hired 10 veterans.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 25% increase in your work cost, your labor cost there.
But it's really cynical, and I appreciate how cynical it is, because, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there's people that if you were just like, this is the truth, we love the troops, basically, is a surefire way to get certain people to buy your products.
Yeah.
Like any kind of patriotic, like one of those necklaces that has copper in them or whatever, to be like, no, but this is the one the Army wears and they get 15 cents out of each one that I sell.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's all, I mean, you can buy whatever life you want. I mean, that is, there is like, the economy is split up to those people can have their own, they have their own fucking lives that are completely separate from us, like, you know, sharing like crowdsourced zines and shit, and they just do troop shit.
Yeah. So Starbucks, keep hiring them refugees.
Yeah. And they also hire a bunch of veterans too.
Oh,
not
yeah,
to do like
yeah.
a Starbucks promo, but like they also hire, they tried to hire a bunch of veterans, I think too. Yeah.
So Stuntbird on Twitter. Do you know Stuntbird?
Yeah.
His actual name is Stuntbird Army. He's a yeah. sweetie. I like him.
I'm one of the greatest. He's a heavyweight.
He posted a screenshot of an NPR Facebook page, right? Of the NPR Facebook page, much like I do, really. He used the old Brian Quimby crop and post and, you know, make fun of or whatever. And it illustrates this Facebook update illustrated everything we hate about NPR all in one thing, Brett.
All right. They're pretty good at that nowadays.
So, and for NPR, the headline of this story is, as protests emerge, brothers agree to give Trump administration a chance.
Motherfuckers.
But let me read you the quote. The quote they pulled from the article to sell the article for the caption on the Facebook update.
Their entire thing has just become a place where liberals go and they'll bring out a fucking conservative for them to gawk at.
Yeah. And it says, I feel that if a Muslim woman wants to move into this country, she needs to leave her towel home, because the reason this country is here and safe today is because of Jesus Christ, Bill Jackson says.
Don't amplify those fucking voices.
NPR is amplifying the voice of Bill Jackson.
What a fucking piece of shit. I remember when I was in Texas, they gave all this goddamn time to this dude that sounded like he was in a fucking basement with, you know, wood paneling on it.
Yeah.
Smoking a cig and just saying like, you know, it don't matter what women want. It matters what God wants. And we have to do what he abides. And, you know, we were called for this. And it's like, why do we don't need this opinion. This isn't like being fair and balanced.
No.
By having just idiotic, hateful people.
I mean, to have somebody that said needs to leave their towel at home. Like, that's just, why are you, that's racism.
Yeah. That's open racism.
Yeah. That's crazy. It was just crazy to see it and to read the quote on an NPR story, because like people really think, like, well, I think we've talked about it before too. When people, there are a lot of people who, when they listen to NPR, they feel like they're getting a real news, the dope, uncut information shit. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of thing that they would say to show this gritty realism. But they're really just putting a very minority opinion out there in the most hateful way possible, so some liberal or so somebody can go to happy hour after work and be like, did you see that story on NPR about that guy who said all that really bad stuff about the Syrian women? It's really something.
It's a shame. I don't know what we're going to do about it.
Amplify my voice. Amplify women's voices. You know, all the you know, any of those things.
They don't amplify any voice that has a critique of capitalism or has any sort of class consciousness. They stay away from that.
No.
At every turn.
Yeah. So I want to get to this other cool meme in our meme news that I got from Charlie.
Meme news.
Meme news. And it's, we shouldn't be comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Hitler actually served in the military. He wasn't a draft dodging little pussy.
Okay. I mean
that seems like you admire Hitler a little bit too, by the way, when you post something like that.
People get really caught up in like, no, we got to be macho. We got to out macho these people.
Yeah. I love it when they use draft dodger. Like when libs use draft dodger as an insult. You're like, I think draft dodgers are fucking rad, man.
Yeah, I can agree. I mean, I would see why you wouldn't want to go.
I would be dodging the shit out of that thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want nothing to do with a draft. Now that I'm 38 and I know it can't happen and I'm as unhealthy as possible, it's like, man, I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have had nothing to do with it. I actually never had the even inkling of the thought to go into the military ever when I was younger. It was just like, I don't know if that's for me, man. I don't think I'm thinking that's probably not for me. I don't even like to get yelled at. Like, not in a like, I'll whoop your ass for yelling at me way, but I mean, it hurts my feelings.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it when people yell at me. So I knew I was never gonna go. But yeah, you're right too about the macho. It's like, we'll show them we're more macho than them.
Yeah. Which does, I mean, it works in some ways. Like I think Rakea pointed out that punching Richard Spencer in the head is kind of playing on their battlefield, because they do fetishize like power and might makes right and all that shit. So to meet them in that physical arena does make sense, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they're the ones that are always kind of saying like, oh, you know, if this happens, what, we're gonna beat up all these little snowflakes? And it's like, everybody is afraid of these snowflakes, of the people that they're calling snowflakes. They're not only afraid of their lifestyles because, you know, they're trying to live and be who they are, but they're also just like physically afraid that all these millennials are going to go out in the street and then they'll have to like get their ass whooped by a guy with lipstick and skinny jeans on.
Yeah.
Like, that's their nightmare.
Yeah.
Right?
A mob of angry women are going to beat the shit out of them is what they're thinking.
Yes. So yeah, I hope I hope I'm reading that right too, because like, that is what I see.
I mean, it's also because these people normally just aren't political in any sort of way. They just really fucking despise people and society. So they're mostly contrarians to me. If they're not, and see, this is the thing. It's a combo. There's Christian fascism going on here, where the people that are pulling the strings, like the Mike Pence type people, they really want everybody to be straight, white, and abide by the rules of American patriotism and worship at the altar of capitalism. And like, they will use the government to actually fuck with people. They will actually use it to fuck with Muslims and queer people. And the other angry, old, bitter fucking old men like the Amiri Kings types, those guys will just latch on because it fucking makes our days harder. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what they're buying into, is that they're just on the side of whoever pisses off, you know, diversity,
yeah,
diverse people,
yeah,
people that aren't just, you know, falling in line and going to a job and waving a flag and buying the same shit and eating the same food, you know?
Yeah.
Because, well, even like, even the rich fuckers in Northern Virginia are living out of a box. They don't, I mean, they go to Pier One every weekend and they get all their shit from Best Buy and Staple. And they're like, everybody's living this fucking detached life. Those people are so detached from the politics that they're fucking around with or supporting or commenting on, you know?
It's like dark magic to them.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's far, and they just accidentally got it.
It's like, and they're always like thinking that like, these people out there, they want Hillary to be president. Suck it up. It's like, nobody is out there saying, none of the chants were make Hillary the president.
Right. They always think whenever there's a riot, the next day there's this flood of memes that say Democrats are out there rioting again.
No. No, they're not. Democrats are at home on a fucking $1,000 vacation.
Yeah.
At home on a vacation.
Well, I mean, they do staycations.
They have enough money for that.
I mean, they invented the word staycation.
Yeah, I mean, no, the Democrats are not the ones that are in the streets. Their politics are done from afar as well. They're not directly involved. And there is a lot of really, like, guessing about what's going on in the crowds. And people that, once again, doing an armchair thing, you got it wrong. You're all wrong. People are drawn down there, and there is a wildness to it, but it is very courteous and polite. I mean, Columbus is the politest fucking protest city you can get, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's never nobody ever goes that crazy here unless the Buckeyes win or
yes,
lose or something like that. That is one of the times.
That's when there's fires and shit.
But we don't really, I've never been to a protest here that got out of hand, that got any fire. I don't think there's a lot of radical people here. And I think anything that, like when Occupy came around, I remember feeling pretty unwelcome, even if I told somebody I was an anarchist. You know, there would be problems with it a lot of times. So
there are
pretty moderate place.
Where, right.
And it's not going to go crazy. I mean, the cops will still pepper spray you no matter what, though.
No, I have to say there are radical people here, though. I've seen quite a bit of them with some, there were some pretty cool fucking flags. And there was a guy running around with just this anarchy sign on a stick. And it was the best thing. But even like there isn't what I had a discussion, and maybe we'll have to hop on some sort of secret thing to talk about this, but I was having a discussion with a few guys about trying to figure out where the Antifa for Columbus was at, if there was a group or anything, and how to find them. And they were like, we have to make it if we want to do it, you know?
Yeah. Or at this point, I would love to meet them and hang out. I know I've been contacted about the IWW wanting to do a Columbus chapter, and we're totally into
helping
in any way we can. I'm not going to organize the whole union, but if there's something that Brett and I can do to help the Wobblies, I'm definitely here. I'll soapbox, baby. We've always wanted to do that.
That's true. That would be a fun video. Yeah, I mean, there is a lot going on, but I think that the people that even now, the ones that are making guesses about why people are out there, the Democrats, the ones that are trying to shut people down, like, no, don't go out there, you idiots. That's exactly what they wanted.
Rogue POTUS staff really got that rolling. That is the dumbest account online, and people believe it. And I'm here to tell you, if you believe Rogue POTUS staff, I mean, Rogue POTUS staff is exactly like Cat Will Ferrell.
it's just something we wish was real.
And it is always such obvious things on there too about what's going on, and it reinforces things that we already think about Donald Trump. It never gives any information that sounds true. It gives information that sounds like what I think is happening in there, you know?
Yeah.
So I got like, we are, let me see how much time we have. I mean, we have unlimited time, but we have a certain amount of time. Okay. Well, we got time left. We got time left. I got a couple stories here.
Okay.
That were sent in to us.
Oh, perfect.
And, well, actually this one was not, I don't believe this one was sent to us. I saw this one posted, but this story from Jezebel, Brett. And it's finally a light. It's about Alyssa Elkins, who's 16. And according to the AP, she's suffering from leukemia. She got to fulfill one of her bucket list items this weekend with help from the Newark, Ohio Police Department. She tased a cop.
Yes. Unfortunately, I don't think she had a revolutionary heart for change while she did it.
She just always wanted to tase somebody.
Yeah. And they're the ones that are in charge of that.
Oh, they picked a nice woman cop that looks like a teacher.
Is that who it was?
That she tased. Yeah. Yeah. Why did she want it? Did she always want to be a cop? She's like, oh, if I live through this leukemia, I'm going to become a cop and I'm going to tase some hobos.
I don't know. I didn't mean to slander her like that. But could be. All I saw was that she wanted to tase somebody. And like, those are the only people that you're allowed to have a fucking taser. You know what I mean? They only give them to the cops.
Yeah.
So the cool ones.
Yeah. So the good ones. They only give the good ones to the police. Right. Can you just go on and buy a taser from Taser, the company?
Maybe. What about the? I want the one that shoots the barbs.
Yeah, like that's what she got shot with. She got stun gunned. The kid just thought it would be cool to stun gun some. You're right. I mean, she. Yeah, don't slander her. Jeez, man, I can't believe you would say she didn't have a revolutionary spirit. Yeah,
I don't think she did.
But she couldn't. Yeah, 10 years old. You can't.
She
really
didn't
tase
say
a cop.
I want to tase a cop. That's the thing.
That's true.
She didn't request. I want to tase. I want to roast a fucking pig. What if she
Still
said that?
Cool,
I want
though.
To make bacon.
But now we know if we're dying, we can ask to tase a cop and they'll let us do it.
Oh my God. Can I tell you about the fucking pigs on Sunday, dude? They were so flippant and obnoxious. The motherfucker had the nerve to say, we could be out saving people from getting murdered right now, but instead we're babysitting you, to like the back of everybody's heads.
Yeah. Did you explain how they could go fuck off if they wanted to and go solve a murder?
Well, he said, I don't want to be here. And I said, we don't fucking want you here.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, I wasn't trying to, we weren't trying to start shit with the cops, but the dude was so fucking mouthy and was, they were badgering the shit out of some woman detective, like talking about her, these two dudes. It was insane how much of an asshole the Columbus police are.
Yeah. Well, they had to work on a Sunday because of you, and they're on the other team.
Oh, I know.
You know, and that's something that it's hard to even square people with. That's like, if you're showing up at this protest, the police think of you as being on the other team.
Oh, I know.
And you need to reconcile yourself with that. You don't think, well, this is not a game of good sportsmanship. They want to hurt you.
Well, I do have to say, there was some anarchist group, and myself included, they started doing a thank you police chant, and I booed so fucking loud that it got shut down before it even made its second go round.
They're the West Wing liberals. They're playing real politics. It's like, let's show these Trumpansies how we, let's show them how we still respect the police.
Cheerio
stuff.
Now. We are in league with the parliamentary style of rulership where we will respect everybody's gift to our great government and society.
We're all out here playing a game, right? We're all out here having a laugh, having a laugh.
The cop, they have to do their jobs.
Yeah.
No, they don't. No, they would not do them if they had a heart.
Yeah, no, that's not the job. You don't pepper spray a group of with children in it. Or old people. I mean, that's what the other thing. People think this march is all young, skinny dudes.
It's all indie bands, indie band members.
The only picture they have in their mind is young, skinny white guys,
right?
And they just dressed differently.
They have a scarf. They wear scarves.
Yes, and they're so fired up about it. They're just like, oh, I'm gonna snap you like a twig if I could get up off this goddamn couch. Ouch.
And women with blue or pink hair is like their no. That's stuck in their craw too.
Drives them fucking crazy.
They're so mad about it.
So I think another fun or at least encouraging thing happened this week, and people are gonna take the piss out of this one or whatever. I'm all of a sudden British. Oh, they're gonna take the piece out of this one.
Having a toss off.
Yeah, he's tossed
him off then.
Yeah. Hey, he's over here taking the. I'm doing. I get New York in the middle of my British. Uber had a rough had a rough run this week.
You know? Yeah. I mean, they thought they were totally hooking everybody up, maybe. And then if I give them the benefit of the doubt, they should have known what was going on, though. Does that count as crossing a picket line?
Yeah, they offered at JFK Airport, they offered to cancel the surge rates. And that was to break a strike by the New York taxi.
Yeah, and they didn't say that's why they did it, but New York City taxis were on strike, so a bunch of people needed to get out of there. I mean, which means the strike was working. This is why we do strikes, so that people's lives are impeded.
Yes, that's true. That was the point of it.
You want people to be inconvenienced by this, so that they will then make a decision about how they feel about this Muslim and immigrant ban.
Yeah, so. People started deleting Uber, okay? And then Lyft, in the ultimate, like, Hulk Hogan babyface move, donates $1 million to the ACLU right in Uber's face. It's like, not only did we surge and break that strike, but under surge prices, but we donated a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Okay? So
they juked them. Like, yeah. they brands are people. And Lyft is going down the lane and totally fucking laid up on them.
So if you want to make a political statement in your Uber, it's a really bad idea to do. Like, it's a really bad idea to be anti-Trump, because your base is not rural Trump voters.
Sure.
The people that ride in Ubers are probably all not very happy with Donald Trump.
Yes.
So maybe... all the other bad stuff that Uber's done, it hasn't gotten to him. But now, if Donald Trump's tied to something, everybody hates it. You know, like, it's poison to the business, so people start deleting it. Now, the reason I'm telling the story is because the next day, and this is how business worked. This is why the business world is exactly like any other regular world. The CEO... of Uber comes out and he's like, he's explaining why he agreed to be on Trump's economic board, right? And by doing that, he's like, I decided to join along with Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, Mary Barra, chairman of General Motors. And he just starts naming, actually, I mean, we should name all of these people. Indra Nooyi, chairwoman and CEO of Pepsi, Jenny Rometty, CEO of IBM, who would also, they help build Holocaust machines. So we know they're bad. Like, if you're on a government board with IBM, that's the wrong, you don't want to be in there. Yeah. You're definitely on the wrong side there.
Yeah. I mean, business does transform through these, ebbs and flows.
Yeah. Bob Iger of Disney, Jack Welch of GE, and a dozen other business leaders. So what he did basically was like, hey, I ain't the only one that's working with this guy here. Let me name all the people I work with.
Yeah, I know. He said, there's a bunch of us here.
Weasel. He's a weaselly snitch. That's another reason to hate Uber. Like, we knew he was scum.
If you do dirt, don't tell on other people.
No, he's the first guy they talk to in the first 48. Have you ever watched that show?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to one guy. Like, when I got pulled over with my friend, what they were doing was they were dumping all of our packs of cigarettes on the hood of the car. And then when they were done searching us, they would say, go put your cigarettes back in your packs and sit on the road. And this dude is trying to put his cigarettes in his pack and he's shaking and he fucking breaks a couple of the cigarettes, and the cops are like, why don't you come in the car and talk to us a little bit? Hey, we'd like to have a conversation with you.
You look ready to speak. You look like you got something on your mind, son. Yeah, I mean,
I gotta say, he did not snitch. Let me make sure that everybody knows he didn't end up snitching. He was brave as hell, but he was the first guy. This Uber guy was him.
Yeah,
this Uber guy was like, hey, I'm losing money. Disney did it too. Are you gonna boycott Disney?
Yeah, they the first 48 though, they just go in there and they sit down. They're like, hey, so-and-so said they saw you on the end, on the corner of Newark and Michigan Avenue. And they're like, no, they didn't. They're like, oh, really? And then they just leave and let him sit for like 6 hours. And then they come back and they're like, all right, so you got something to say?
Yeah.
You got something to tell us?
Yeah. Then, yeah, that's how you get them to confess. But it's hard to get people to snitch, I would think. Yeah, that's true. Know?
I mean, but everybody does. I mean, that's the thing about that first 48 is everybody tells.
Somebody's propaganda. Going to tell. That's Somebody's propaganda. Going to tell. They wouldn't end it if nobody told.
That's true.
They wouldn't film. They don't film all the ones where there's no stitching.
You're right. You're right. I will concede. I've got tricked by that.
Yeah, that's propaganda, man.
It's the fucking "I fought the law and the law won" thing.
Exactly. You hate that song so much. It's just like the worst. It's the one that makes you mad. Well, I think we got through everything, dude. So, good show. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Good
you want to shake hands? I feel like we should shake hands.
I'll pat your ass on the way up the stairs.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Glad to be back. The shows last week, I felt so tired doing them. But now I'm rejuvenated and happy to be back and do another show. We're going to keep this going. We're going with 3 times a week now, which seems like so much fucking extra work here, but we have a good solution. We're probably going to just do a lot of guests and a lot of super fun shows, so that makes it easier if it's just the funnest thing that we can think to do. Like, none of this is going to be worthwhile for any political discourse, I don't think.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot of shows with like Brett and I talking to other people, or
I'll do a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show.
Yeah,
I don't anything else.
You're just getting a lot of stuff.
You never know what you can get. I'd like to thank everybody that got us here. We have like 150 people that I think signed up for the zine, which is huge. Unbelievable. If you want to get that, it's over at patreon.com/streetfightradio. You can subscribe to get that monthly, give that monthly donation, get yourself a zine. You can also get yourself some Kratom. If you haven't tried it, it's like the best thing besides weed. It's this really cool leaf that you can eat, and it makes you feel fucking great. And we could give you 25 grams of it every single month for only $10 donation. So get on that shit. And finally, if you didn't know, we do live videos every single month now. We've been going strong since October. We just wrapped up the DC video in DC at Busboy and Poets. Thank you for having us, and to everybody that took care of us there. We had a live show with Sam Sachs and Sam Knight from the District Sentinel radio show, and Virgil Texas, Felix Biederman, Matt Christman, and Will Menaker from Chapo Trap House. So it was a fucking amazing show, and I did all the editing. Stayed up till 4 a.m. two nights this week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I stay up till 4 a.m. every night.
Yeah, I get up at 9.
But he doesn't sleep until 2.
Yeah, like get up at 9 or 10 and do it all over again. And that show is out. If you want to see it, Vimeo, Vimeo.streetfightradio.com. Vimeo.streetfightradio.com. You can watch that live video. It's only $5. If you donate to the Patreon, I sent you the codes, so check your inboxes for that, or check the posts on the main site. If you go to just our page, there will be a link with the code to use to see the show for free. And other than that, I'm kind of in a breather situation right now. I'm trying to put things together, planning for bigger and better ideas as we keep moving forward. With the donations and everything. And I'm really happy to make some big fucking changes.
Third fucking show, man. I know. Can't wait for you guys to see the stuff that we're going to do. It's going to be really fun. And like I said, there's going to be...
I'm looking for call-ins too. Like, yeah. I'm going to set up a call-in show, I think. And we already know how to do... really good interview shows. Like, we can get people's audio easily from Skype, so that's not a problem. And Brian has a lot of cool ideas. We're gonna get Brian recording set up at his house, and I have my recording set up here. So you're gonna get a lot. If you want to keep supporting what we do, the easiest way to do that is with money. That's what helps the most.
And we sell stuff.
Yeah, like, we sell
stuff
too.
We give you something. I would never ask you to donate to this show and not get anything in return. So we sell memes. And or memes. Fucking zines. Same thing. I'd sell memes if you wanted them to.
Yeah, yeah. We'll print out some memes for you if you really want to pay for them.
That's what a zine is. It's a collection of longer form memes.
Right.
You'll love it. If you don't know what a zine is, that's what it is. A collection of longer form memes.
If you want to see us live and comment while we do it, we're on facebook.com. We do a live show once a week now. We've been doing one, recording one of these live. Oh, and also finally, sorry, this is going on forever. Finally, the live show for DC, the audio is going to come out in a few weeks. Brian and I from the very beginning have promised that the stuff that we do, there won't be a barrier price-wise. Now, it does cost money to travel all the way to Washington, D.C. and pay for hotels and three people to eat and for a venue and all those things. So we do charge for the videos, but the audio will be coming your way in a few weeks. So rest assured, you're not going to miss out on that, folks that can't afford it. And we will be back next week. Peace.
The war, the KKK, no bash USA. The war, the KKK, no bash USA. No, I'm forced to die, I'm forced to fry. My life in a cave, so my rage, I misunderstood, I did what I could. I made my try, I'm forced to die. Going home, my mind is full, I smell the rest. I my kids, I shut down on a fence. I'm dead in self-defense. I live in a world of hate, with no regret. I'm not sustained, I'm righteous. Dream a world of hate, with no regret. Not sustained, no war, the thing you can't affect USA. The war, the thing you can't affect USA. No, I'm forced to die, I'm forced to fry. My life in a cave, so my rage, I misunderstood, I did what I could. I made my try, my voice that died. Going home, my mind is blood, I still don't rest. I tell my name, I'm shut down, I'm a bitch. I'm dead in self-defense, I live in a world of hate. With no regret, I'm not sustained, I'm righteous. Dream a world of hate, with no regret, not sustained. No war, the king of Canada, that's USA. No war, the king of Canada, that's USA. The war, the king of Canada, that's USA. No more to die.